Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Tears to Breakthrough Radio Show. My name is Carolyn Ritter Watson, and I am your host. I thank you for stopping by. I encourage you to sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee or tea, and be blessed.
Good morning. When the praises go up, the blessings come down. Good morning, family. This is the Tears to Breakthrough Sunday morning inspiration session, and I am your host and purpose pusher, Carolyn Ritter Watson. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm so excited that you joined this morning, and we have a power-packed show for you today. Yes, we do. And so, you know, my question for you today is, what is your issue? What is your issue? You know, we all have them. So come on in and let's talk about it. We all have issues. And that's what I want to talk about today, because many times we hide our issues. You know, we hide behind a mask, you know, and we go on throughout life, if there's nothing really happening or nothing wrong, you know. But then when we get in our darkest hour alone at night, so many of you, you know, find yourself crying yourself to sleep. And so I want to encourage you today to, you know, unmask the issues today. That's probably what I should have entitled this, Unmasking Your Issues. So many of us are hiding behind a mask, and I can relate, because there was a time when I too hid behind a mask, and God had to show me that, listen, daughter, you've been hiding behind that mask for a very long time, and it's time for you to deal with issues. And so that's what I want to do today, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. So, again, thank you so much for joining. If you would like to call in, you can call in on our guest call-in number at area code 347-237-5083. That's 347 area code 237-5083. Call in and chime in. I would love to hear from you this morning. Okay, so yeah, so we're dealing with those issues, right? You know, and a lot of times in church, we love masking our issue because we want to put on a good face. You know what I mean? You know, it's always good to put on a good face, but many times we put on a good face because, you know, we have all of our little sayings, you know, how you doing, sister? How you doing, brother? Oh, I'm blessed by the best. And we are absolutely blessed by the best. We are blessed by the Most High. Yes, we are. But that does not mean that we hide behind behind all of those sayings and not deal with issues. And some of you are dealing with issues, or really not dealing with issues, that should have been dealt with a long time ago. And some of those issues go back as far as childhood. And so I want to encourage you today to begin to identify those issues and allow God to do a healing within you. Identify them. That means you're no longer going to, you know, pretend like it didn't happen or it wasn't done or what wasn't said to you, but you're going to identify those issues and begin to pray and ask God to deliver you and set you free. We know that who the Son sets free is free indeed, and so Jesus wants to set you free for real. He has come to set the captives free, and so all of you who are captive today, hiding behind the mask, not dealing with those deep embedded issues, God is saying, release that stuff today. Release it. Release it. And right now what we're going to do is we're going to go into our praise and worship mode, where you will have an opportunity to release. I want you to take a deep breath. Take three deep breaths and just breathe in all the blessings, all the promises of God, which are yes and amen, and breathe out any of those issues, those unresolved issues, those issues that have been hidden for years, for decades, behind the mask. So let's breathe. Let's take a deep breath as we breathe in. All right, and then breathe out. Yes, yes, yes. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Breathe.
Yes, Jesus. Come on, you can praise it. Come on, you can praise it. Hallelujah.
God, we, your people, are going to be obedient. As you decree, let everything that have breath give you the praise and give you the glory.
Yes, God.
We're so unworthy, Lord, but we stand in your presence.
This is the every.
Sing this with us again.
This is the air I breathe.
This is the
Come on, I want you to sing it with us. This is the air I breathe. And because you sent your Holy Spirit, Lord, thank you that it is. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, living in me as you are. It's living in me, hallelujah. I'm connected to you and you're connected to me. And I tell you today that this is my daily bread. Hallelujah, Jesus. This is my daily bread. Yes, it is. Lord, it is the truth of your word that you've given us. Desperate for him, I want you to lift your hands and tell him. Come on, tell him, I'm desperate for you, Jesus. Come on, if you're desperate for him, lift both hands to heaven and open your mouth in here. Tell him together, and I. Have you there, Lord? Come on, sing it again. And I'm desperate for you. I need you, Lord. Every hour, I want you, Jesus. Yes, I do. And I'm desperate for you. I'm lost without you. Nothing without him and you'd be lost. I want you to lift your hands right now and tell him this is the air I breathe. Breathe it in. Come on, he's given us the ruach breath, the creative breath of God, as he did Adam in Genesis. He, come on, just breathe in now. Breathe in the air that he's given. Come on, come on, come on. You drop out, group. I want to hear the singing sanctuary. Come on, congregation. Come on, come on. Sing it in this sanctuary. Come on, sing it. Yes, Lord. Come on, say it again.
Yes, this is the air I breathe. Breathe it out. Breathe it out. Breathe out anything that does not look like God. And breathe in all of his promises, which are yes and amen. Just in case you just joined us, you are tuned into the Tears to Breakthrough Sunday Morning Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter Watson. That's me. And today we are talking about your issues. That's right, your issues, because we all have some. But the thing is, we have to deal with our issues so that we can get some things resolved so that we can move on in our lives, and so that God can elevate us, and so that he can use us, right? You know, many times we try to walk out our purpose, try to walk out our call, and I know you've seen it, but then, you know, we're not effective. You know, we do have some successes, but we're not effective to the point where God wants to see us, you know, because we're still not dealing with our personal issues. You know, the issues that are going on in your home, in your household, the issues that are going on in your heart, that those unresolved issues, those old wounds that you've never dealt with. God is calling you to deal with those issues today, to identify those old wounds. And some of you have fresh wounds. God wants to deal with those hurts today. Jesus has come to set the captives free, and he wants to set you free today. And so let's talk about some issues. Right, what are your issues? I don't know what your issues are. Are they financial issues? Are they marital issues? Are they issues from abuse? Are they issues from your childhood, from something that might have been said or done to you far back as when you were a child? What are your issues? Identify them and allow God to heal you from them and deliver you from them. God wants to deliver you today. He wants to set the captives free today. And so what I want to do is I want to talk about the woman with the issue. Many of us know this story. And so if you have your Bible, which I hope you do, you can follow along with me. I'm going to be, you know, focusing on Mark 5, 24 through 34, and then Luke 8, 42 through 48. You know, and the story of the woman with the issue of blood, you know, she can be found in both those scriptures. Okay, that's Mark 5, 24 through 34 and Luke 8, 42 through 48. And though neither account is, you know, very long, Mark's account provides a few more details than Luke. So check that out. Okay, and so the story of this woman, you know, takes place within a larger story, actually. You know, Jesus is on his way to a synagogue, leader's house, right, to heal his dying daughter. And that's in Mark 5, 21 through 24. And so when an unnamed woman, and, you know, they don't give her a name, an unnamed woman causes a disruption in this whole progress, right? She just shows up. Right? She just shows up. And God is saying to you, you need to just show up. Just like this woman just showed up, you need to show up. Because some of you have not showed up. You're not praying. You know, you're not seeking God. You're not getting in his presence. He's like, just show up. Just show up. And so this woman interrupted everything and just showed up. And what we know about this woman is, first, she had a bleeding condition. You know, and the issue had continued for 12 long years. If you can only imagine, she went through this. She had this issue for 12 long years, and that's a very long time, right? And so that's the first thing. And then secondly, she had spent all her money on treatment with doctors. You know, she tried everything. The doctors tried everything, and nothing helped her. They couldn't heal her. They could not heal her. And so, in fact, the blood issue that she had only grew worse, right? So it was like the more money she spent, the more time she spent with these doctors, her condition grew worse. And so we also know that that Jewish law declared her to be, you know, ceremonially unclean due to her bleeding issue. And so basically in Leviticus 15:25-27, you might want to read that as well. This meant that she would not have been permitted to enter the temple for Jewish religious ceremony. So she couldn't even, you know, show up to church. She couldn't come to church because she was considered unclean. Now, how many of you go to a church, and when you walk through those doors, you know you've been living ratchetly. You know you've been living a ratchet life. And when you show up at church, you just feel unclean. And you feel unaccepted because you feel like they're judging you. And see, God, we're not to judge anybody. If somebody comes into the church, we ought to love on them because that's why they're there. They're there to get help. You know, my dad always said that the church is a hospital. And so when people come through those doors, we ought to welcome them. We ought to show love on them. We need to love on them and make them feel like they're going to be cared for. And so, but this woman was considered to be unclean, right? And so, you know, according to the law, anything or anyone she touched became unclean as well. And the fact that she was in the crowd, girlfriend was in the crowd, she was pressing her way through the crowd. She was pressing because she was determined to get her healing. And I want to encourage some of you out there, you've been kind of lax with getting delivered and set free. God is saying it's time for you to press through the crowd. I know there's some obstacles in your way. I know there's some people in your way, but you know, press through. You got to do what you got to do so that you can get yours. You got to get your healing today. You got to get your deliverance today. And so she pressed through. Girlfriend pressed through. She didn't care who was in her way. She heard Jesus was in town. She's like, look, I'm pressing. I'm pressing through because I have to get mine. I have to get my healing. I've spent all my money. I've wasted 12 years with these doctors, and I'm still no better off. In fact, I'm worse off. And so I need to get to the one who can heal me, which is Jesus. And that's exactly what she did. She pressed her way through the crowd. And God is saying to you today, you need to press. You need to press your way through the obstacles. You need to press your way through the issues and get yours. Come and get your healing. Come and get your deliverance. And so the fact that she was in the crowd pressing around Jesus means that each person who bumped into her would have become unclean. So each time she bumped into somebody, according to the law, the person was becoming unclean. So if you can only imagine, she didn't care. She didn't care what anybody said. She didn't care. She was going to get hers. She was determined. She had enough. She said, enough is enough. I want to get my healing today. She was tired of suffering. How many of you are tired of suffering? She was desperate. How many of you are desperate for a miracle? She was desperate for a miracle. And so when she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him and in the crowd, and she pushed her way through, and she touched the hem of his garment. She touched his clothes because she wanted to be healed. She heard that he could heal, and she wanted to get her healing. And so as soon as woman touched Jesus, her bleeding stops. As soon as she touched him, as soon as she showed faith, as soon as she pressed her way through that crowd, she did not allow anything to stop her. She pressed her way through. She didn't care what anybody said. She didn't care what anybody did. She pressed her way through. She touched the hem of Jesus' garment. She was bold. She was courageous. And she touched the hem of his garment. And her bleeding stops. And she knows she's been healed right away. She knew that she was healed. And so in an instant, Jesus does what no doctor in 12 years had done for this woman. In an instant. And Jesus is saying right now, you know, in an instant, he can heal you. He can heal you from those things that the doctors can't find a cure for, those things that the doctors can't even find a reason for, you know, why you're having the problems you're having. He says all you have to do is press your way through, press your way through, be bold, be courageous, have faith, and just touch the hem of his garment, and you too will be made healed. You will be healed. You will be delivered. You will be set free. And so when she did that, scripture says that Jesus immediately responds to the woman who touched his clothing and was healed. So people were pushing and pressing into him from all over, yet he stops and turns and asks, "Who touched me? Who touched my clothes?" You can find this in Mark 5:30. And the disciples were, they were thinking, you know, well, first of all, look at all these people around here. Anybody could have touched you. Anybody could have bumped into you. But Jesus says, no. I knew that healing power had gone out of me. He knew right away that the healing power had come out of him. We can't steal a miracle from God. Hallelujah. After the woman comes forward and explains herself, Jesus clears up any misconceptions. He makes it clear about her healing, saying, daughter, and he's saying this to you today, daughter, your faith has healed you. Your faith has made you whole. Go in peace and be free your suffering. And Jesus is saying the same thing to you today. God is saying the same thing to you today. God is moved by our actions and by our faith. He was moved by this woman's actions and her faith, her persistence. Even when he's in the middle of doing his thing, he was busy. Jesus was busy. He had a busy day. And she came and interrupted stuff, everything. She was like, listen, I need my healing today. I need my deliverance today. I heard Jesus was in town. I got to get to him by any means necessary. And I want to encourage some of you today that you need to get your healing by any means necessary. You must become unstoppable with your faith. You must have a crazy faith. Some of the things that some of you are going through, you need to have a crazy faith to get your healing and to get your miracle. And so what is your issue today? What is your issue? What is God asking you to deal with today? And what would it look like for you to take off your mask and ask God for healing today, ask God for deliverance today? What does that look like to you? I want you to give it some thought. I'm going to go to a commercial break, and then we can come back and we can talk about it a little more. Here we go. Commercial break. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Twin, what are you doing?
I'm doing some guilt-free shopping at Layla Simone's Shop for a Cause.
This is amazing. I can shop with a purpose and for a cause.
Did you know that Layla Simone supports breast cancer research, awareness, women in crisis, and youth-related nonprofits? Each time I shop online within their network, a donation is made automatically with no additional cost to me. I love guilt-free shopping.
Wow, they even offer personal shopper services?
Move over. I love shopping online. And for a good cause, I'm in.
What is their contact info?
You can call 610-504-0690 or go to LaylaSimone.com.
You are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter-Watson.
All right, family, I am back. That was Layla Simone's Shop for a Cause. That's my organization with my granddaughter, Layla, where you can shop with a purpose and for a cause. Check us out. So, we're talking about handling our business, taking care of our issues, allowing God to do the work from the inside out. He wants to deliver you. He wants to set you free. Jesus has come to set the captives free. And so I want you to give some thought to whatever issues you're going through. You know, this woman with the issue of blood, she suffered for 12 years. She spent all of her money. She spent all of her time. She was in pain. She was bent over. She was smelly. She was a mess. She was judged. You know, she was looked down upon, just like some of you. But your Heavenly Father loves you so much. And he says it doesn't matter what you look like, no matter what you smell like, No matter what you've gone through, He is standing there waiting for you with open arms, but you have to get into His presence. Sometimes, you know, we just have to take the time for God. You know, we don't always take the time, but yet when something happens, then we want to pray. No, you should pray without ceasing. You should have a prayer life. You should have time set aside every day where you spend time with your Heavenly Father. And that way, when issues come about, you're equipped to handle them because you know that, you know, you're building up your faith and you know that you can trust Him. He wants you to trust Him today. This woman, she trusted the doctors for over 12 years. She trusted the doctors. She spent up all her money, everything she had. But then she got sick and tired of being sick and tired, and she had enough, and she says, listen, I need to go get mine. I need to go get my healing. I need to do whatever it takes, and I will not be stopped. She pressed her way through that crowd. She didn't care what they said about her. She didn't care how they looked at her, because you can only imagine the looks and the stares and the, you know, the reaction to the people as she's coming through the crowd, as she's pressing her way through the crowd. And God is saying today to some of you, it's time for you to press your way through. You've gone through some issues for a very long time. Some of you have gone through the same cycle of issues throughout your entire life. God has said enough is enough, and it will take your faith to heal you. Your faith will make you whole, just like this woman. But you have to take the steps, and you have to, first of all, identify the issues. Be real. Be real to yourself, and be real in the presence of a holy God. God created you in His image and in His likeness. That is your Heavenly Father. You look just like Him, despite any issues that you may have gone through. And He doesn't stop loving you, and He has not forgotten you. I know it's been a long time for some of you, just like this woman. She suffered for 12 years. How many years have you suffered? How many years have you suffered the same issues or the same types of issues? The cycle. It's time to break the cycle. It's time to get healed and delivered and set free today. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. I'm just going to pray. Father God, I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, that you have come, Jesus, to set the captives free today, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lord God, we know that who the Son sets free is free indeed. Hallelujah. And Lord God, I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice that are having issues, Lord God. Some issues they may not even want to deal with, Lord God, and some issues they've dealt with for so long, it's become the norm. But we come against all the issues today, any type of issue, Lord God, financial abuse, Lord God, financial issues, sexual abuse, Lord God, any type of abuse, Lord God, we come against it, any type of perversion, Lord God, hallelujah, any kind of issue, marital issues, issues with their children, issues on their jobs, issues, any kind of issues, Lord God, we pray against issues today. And we're going to get real before you with our issues. We're going to get real with ourselves, and we're going to get real with you, knowing that it is you who can set us free. It is you who can deliver us today, Lord God. Hallelujah. And I just ask that you will help them, Lord God, to identify these issues. Oh, yes, God. Hallelujah. You have come to set the captives free today. And, Lord God, finally, I bless everyone under the sound of my voice. I pray above all things that they will prosper, that they will be in health even as their soul prospers. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. And so I pray that you are blessed today. I pray that you get on your face, get into the presence of God, and begin to deal with your issues, past, present, and, yeah, some future issues that's a result of some of these unresolved issues. Get into the presence of God. And, you know, I'm big on journaling. Start journaling some of your issues. Start writing it down, writing down your thoughts to God. Many of you know my book, my latest book, Lipstick and Deli Confessions, you know, and it also has a prayer journal. You can order that on Amazon.com or BarnesandNobles.com, where you can begin to write your thoughts and prayers to God so that you can be strategic in your prayer life. You know, the enemy is very strategic when he's attacking us. when he's attacking our finances, when he's attacking our marriages, when he's attacking our children, when he's on attack, when he's in attack mode for our families, he's very strategic. And so, therefore, you have to become very strategic. Pray that you are blessed today. Ladies, don't forget to join me in the Tears to Breakthrough Virtual Conference Center, a private group. I used to say for ladies only, but we do have some gentlemen who have joined us, and that's okay, because guess what? You also have issues that God wants to heal you from. God wants to deliver and set you free as well. And so, again, I pray that you were encouraged today. Thank you so much for joining me. I pray that you have a blessed and marvelous week. I will see you next time, and you know how I like to go out with Howard Hewitt. God bless. I will see you next time. Bye-bye.
Second time around, but before you go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our lives every day. He's right there when we call. In him is where my strength lies.
You are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter-Watson.